The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Vice President Pence is giving an update on the moves, the actions taken by the federal government to deal with the coronavirus. I listened during the entire commercial break. And, boy, they are on it. They really are. They have implemented a lot of new issues. They have shut down all flights from China, South Korea, Iran, and a couple of other countries. And then there are a number of countries that anyone who boards an airplane headed for the United States, regardless of the airline, will have to be screened extensively before they get on the airplane. Italy is one of them, because there has been many cases of the coronavirus in Italy, some other countries as well. In other words, our U.S. government has taken this very, very seriously, as I think they should. At the same time, the vice president is assuring the American public there is no reason to panic right now. He is calm. He is cool. He is trying to tamp down the hysteria. I think he should be commended for the way that the government, the administration, has handled this so far. And then there is breaking news. Chief Justice John Roberts of the Supreme Court has issued a very, very rare public rebuke of a U.S. senator. I don't know whether you've heard this, but Chuck Schumer, and listen, I say this advisedly, but I say it truthfully. The liberal left is coming unhinged. I mean, they really are. Donald Trump is brash. Sometimes he is over the top in his criticism. His name calling drives me nuts. I don't approve of it, and so forth. But it is not Donald Trump that is dividing our country, folks. It is not. Chuck Schumer, standing on the steps of the Supreme Court, issued a threat. Now think about this. The minority leader of the Senate, Chuck Schumer, the minority leader of the U.S. Senate, one of the leaders of the Democratic Party, stood on the steps of the Supreme Court and issued a threat to two specific Supreme Court justices unless they vote his way on abortion. Now, talk about quid pro quo with Ukraine. Talk about trying to influence another government. This is an absolute egregious violation of the separation of powers. I think, personally, and I'm not an expert on anything, he could be prosecuted for this. Well, Chief Justice John Roberts has come out with a rare public rebuke denouncing Chuck Schumer. What did Chuck Schumer say? I want you to listen to this carefully. This is the minority leader of the U.S. Senate on the steps of the Supreme Court building, and Chuck Schumer said this. Listen.
And they're taking away fundamental rights. I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, You have released the whirlwind, and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions.
That was an intentional pause. I wanted you to take that in. The Democratic leader of the U.S. Senate has issued not a veiled threat, an explicit threat to two, by name, two specific justices. Now listen, the executive branch is to say separate from the judicial branch. The legislative branch is to stay separate from the judicial branch. There should never, never, never be a threat to the physical well-being of justices on the Supreme Court by anyone in the legislature. This is un-American, it is unconstitutional, and I think it's very possible that it's illegal. You just heard it. It's kind of hard to understand. He names, and he's talking about abortion, because today the U.S. Supreme Court is hearing a case out of Louisiana. I talked about it yesterday. The U.S. Supreme Court heard oral arguments in a case in Louisiana where the state law requires an abortion clinic to have admitting privileges to a hospital no farther than 30 miles away. And Schumer was there with pro-abortion demonstrators, protesters, and again he said, he names Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh, and he says, you have released the whirlwind and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions. A U.S. senator threatening Supreme Court justices, if you don't vote the way we want you to vote, you will pay the price. If there is any possible way that Chuck Schumer can be charged, he should be. It's unspeakable. All right, before the break, let's go to Al in Westerville. Al, what are your thoughts on Chuck Schumer threatening two Supreme Court justices?
The U.S. Marshals should arrest him immediately. That is not protected political speech. He did not do it on the floor of the United States Senate, which gives immunity in the Senate chambers where you can say anything. What he did is a criminal threat. It violates so many parts of the United States criminal code. And I would expect that the Attorney General would direct the U.S. Marshals to arrest Schumer.
Well, I would hope so, Al.
It has happened in the past when senators have done things like this in the past. Most notably was back in the 1930s. One of them was speaking out against Roosevelt in the New Deal. He didn't do it in the floor of the Senate. He did it in the Waldorf Astoria in New York, and he was arrested, and I forget what happened to him. But there is legal precedent for this. This is unpardonable. This is sedition, pure and simple. It breaks the Sedition Act of 1792. It violates the 50 U.S.C. 964, the Internal Security Act of 1953. It goes on and on. And this was from friends of mine who are in the legal profession, and we were talking about this afternoon.
Wow.
And I hope he is frog marched in front of a federal judge in handcuffs in an orange jumpsuit and stripped of his title and thrown in prison. This is this, Bob, is something which a number of us have been worried about. There's an organization called the 1860 Group, and if you know what happened in 1860 in our country, you can go on from there. They're looking for this fight. And
well,
Al, get off claiming insanity, temporary insanity.
Well, Al, obviously you've been talking to legal authorities, and I have not. I just know that this is un-American, unconstitutional, and it flies in the face of the separation of powers. It's egregious, and if indeed it is illegal, as you have indicated that it is, I think Chuck Schumer should immediately be prosecuted. Immediately, and I cannot imagine that Attorney General Barr will allow this to stand. And I would hope, Al, that the leaders of the Democratic Party would stand in unison and condemn Chuck Schumer unanimously. Nancy Pelosi should condemn him. Other Democratic leaders should immediately condemn this. It is just flat wrong, and as you said, very possibly illegal.
Yeah.
All right, Al, thanks. Appreciate the call. Appreciate
it. No problem, Bob.
All right, thanks. If Donald Trump, I promise you, if Donald Trump had issued the exact same words towards two of the liberal justices, he would be impeached and this time very possibly removed from office. It's that serious. It really is. Schumer needs to pay consequences for this.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
You know, I hope that the things we talk about every day are important, but I am well aware that not all the topics we discuss are equal in importance. And I rarely do this. But if you were not listening Friday in the 5 o'clock hour, this hour, last Friday, if you were not listening, I encourage you to go to the website, click on my picture, thewordcolumbus.com, click on my picture, that'll take you to my website, and then there's the past programs, and look at the four segments, 5 to 5:15, 5:15 to 30, 5:30 to 5:45, and to 6, last Friday. Or if you have the app on your phone, and I hope you do, the wordcolumbus.com app on your phone, all you got to do is open the app and the past programs will pop right up. We talked for an entire hour about a theology of suffering. It is so important that you not listen to many of the TV evangelists who, may I be bold enough to say, lie to you about suffering and tell you if you have enough faith and if you send them a little bit of money, you'll never suffer, you'll never be sick, your kids will never be sick. That is a lie, folks. It's certainly not biblical and it's not historical. The history of the Christian church is a history of suffering and persecution, but victory in and through the suffering and the persecution. I hope you will listen to that hour, because if you did and got it, then this guy would not deceive you. Here's the headline. Tithe-paying Christians are protected from the coronavirus by Psalm 91, Pastor Brian Tamaki claims. Here it is. Tithe-paying, believing, Holy Spirit-filled Christians have a Psalm 91 protection policy against the coronavirus, according to New Zealand's popular multi-campus Destiny Church leader Brian Tamaki. Preaching to his congregation on Sunday, Tamaki said, God allows epidemics, pestilence, and famine when people have departed from faith in him. But for Bible-believing, born-again Christians who pay their tithes, God assures them from protection from the God assures them protection from the virus in Psalm 91. And I quote, the latest coronavirus is a little round thing like a tennis ball with little spikes. It has to get to the lungs, this one. It makes it so dangerous. Gets on the lungs and then begins to mutate the cells in your lungs and eats it away. Okay, no problems. It's a bit like the last one they had. It was SARS. We're all related to the respiratory system. And then he quotes Psalm 91. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. He said, quote, we needn't fear it. There's a lot of hysteria that has been engendered by certain elements about this pandemic. He went on to say, because viruses travel through the air, they are controlled by satanic spirits. The prince of the power of the air, Satan, has control of the atmosphere. Unless you're a blood-bought, born-again, Jesus-loving, Bible-believing, Holy Ghost-filled, tithe-paying believer, you are the only one that can walk through the atmosphere and has literally a protection. The Psalm 91 protection policy around you. I don't care if you believe it, it's all right. I'm just trying to get you to understand. So in other words, if you're a born-again, Holy Spirit-filled, tithe-paying, each time he repeated it, tithe-paying, then you are protected. You can't get this virus. That is heresy. And it's really interesting that he uses Psalm 91. Really interesting. Why? Because that's the psalm the devil used to tempt Jesus. He will give his angels charge over you. The devil quoted Psalm 91 to tempt Jesus. Now, this guy is teaching this, preaching this. What if a member of his church comes down with this virus? What are they going to believe? They're going to believe that God has abandoned them. They're going to believe that God has cursed them, which is a lie. Again, I plead with you, if you didn't listen last Friday, listen to the 5 o'clock hour. Whenever you have a chance, it is imperative that we have a biblical theology of suffering. We are not exempt from disease or suffering, but we can live victoriously in and through it. Hey, I hope you have a great evening. I'm on my way to church. But please, wherever you go and whatever you do, remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.